After the visiting Buckeyes scored in the first period, BSU's leading goal scorer, Haley Mack, answered to tie it up.
Jammed up along the near wall. DeGeorge gets it back. Hunt. Mack with a shot on the goal! Haley Mack! She found, I don't know how she found room to shoot that.
Got a little bit of daylight and it went through.
Wow, what a play by Haley Mack. She has been on a tear this year. That is her seventh goal of the season for Haley Mack.
I'm a heartbreak beat. Yeah, all night long.
OSU would strike again in the second, but again, the Beavers' Claire DeGeorge answered with her first goal of the season.
Claire DeGeorge carries the puck in. Right wing side, looks for the snipe. A shot and a goal! Bounces up! The back of Brantley.
Looks like it may have gone off Paige Beebe in some way. Let's see the replay.
Oh, wow. That was crazy. It was like a pinball machine there.
Tied up at two apiece, Bemidji State would take their first lead of the game when senior defender and Bemidji native Heather Olson sent her first career goal past the Buckeye goalie.
Beavers on that Ottertail Power Company power play for another 30 seconds as we are underway. Oh, shot the goal! Heather Olson! And the place erupts. Heather Olson.
Oh, fun. Oh, that makes my heart so happy.
The senior from Bemidji, Minnesota, finally getting her first career goal.
That's got to feel good. You can see her teammates giving her lots of hugs, loving on her.
In front of the Bemidji U-12 girls that were out on the ice earlier.
That's inspiring.
There's the game puck. It's been handed off. That is fantastic. How
she
about
that? She
rung
that shot up and got it past Brantley.
It's extremely difficult to win a game when you're being outshot 38-16. BSU held on to that 3-2 lead through most of the third period, but Ohio State scored the game-tying goal to force overtime. And as much as the Buckeyes were getting shots to the net, I'm sure I wasn't alone in thinking that I had a bad feeling this was going to end in heartbreak for our Beavers. Getting beat like that at home is the epitome of heartbreak. Alternate captain Heather Olson tells us what her Beaver squad needs to do today in order to salvage a split in this WCHA series.
We need to be a lot more crisp with our passes and our breakouts in our neutral zone and tougher in front of our net. I know that this is a really physical team and we just got to find a way to finish and just battle all the way to the very end. Like I had mentioned, it's just finding a way to finish, cleaning it up, just playing a lot more physical and definitely with speed, but definitely just a full 60.
Game 2 between the Beavers and Buckeyes is on the way, but first our pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.